We are going to go to Zechariah, chart number 53, I believe it is. And we appreciate this opportunity that we've had. This will be our last affirmative. And we're just going to, I guess, try to follow where he's going. It seems like we're going around the same pig trail over and over and over. And somebody's not hearing real good. We got peanut butter in their ears. But he said, I haven't given anything but speculations Thursday night in rebuttal to what he had brought up in Zechariah. I give scripture after scripture after scripture. Don't you know it's foolish when you look at the context to say there's going to be a fountain for sin and uncleanness, and the sin and uncleanness that he's cleaning up is idols, prophets, and unclean spirits. He said, who put the word false in there? I'd like to know. Or who put the word false in there? I'd like to know who put the word true in there. If the context is not a fountain that's cleaning up junk that needs to be cleaned up, then what is it? Please open your eyes and look and see what the Scripture is saying. The fountain's open. It's going to clean up the dirty idols, clean up the dirty prophets, clean up the dirty spirits. That's what the context is all about. For sin and uncleanness. I took great lengths the other night to show you where it talks about false prophets that were connected. The only way you could tell who put it in there, look at the context. Why do you want to keep putting true in there when the context does not put true in there? And if it's going to be true, then just go ahead and call the rest of it true. You're going to say, no, the context says the rest of it's false. Open your eyes and look at it. The context is about the sin and the uncleanness that's going on, that's cleaned up by the blood of Jesus Christ. Many times God rid the land of false prophets, just like He did in Elijah's day. I gave you an example of 1 Kings 18 and 40, where Elijah said unto them, take the false prophets of Baal, just take them out, don't let any of them escape, and kill them. 54. We're going to keep going in this direction. Idols of false god, unclean spirits, false prophets, they always go hand in hand. If there arise among you a prophet, doesn't say false or true, how do you know what he is? Dreaming dreams, give signs and wonders, they're even coming to pass, but his God's not right. He's got idol gods. Is he true or is he false? I submit to you, he is false, Deuteronomy 18:20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods. Just prophet doesn't say true or false. How do you know what it is? There's another God there in Exodus 55. 11:29, Moses said unto them, in yourself for my sake, this is what I was accused about not doing. This is where I explained, you've got the word, prophet, same word, true or false, who's going to put it in there? The context is, what's the spirit of this prophet? The Lord is the spirit of this prophet. What is the prophet? There's your true prophet. Doesn't have the false idol. Doesn't have the false God. Got the Spirit of the Lord, 1 Kings 22:22. We've already been through this. Somebody's not going to open their eyes and look and see. Do you see a prophet with a lion spirit, an unclean, dirty spirit in his mouth? That's false. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits for they of God. Why? Because many false prophets are going out to the world. Three unclean spirits like dogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and where? Out of the mouth of the false prophet. They always go hand in hand. 56. Therefore I will give their wives to others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even to the greatest is given to covetousness. Keeps talking about these things in the church. I suppose the Church of Christ has no sin, has no saints of God or Christians that are bobbling or that ever fail in any wise or anything. I went to great extent to tell Pat the other night, covetousness, which is idolatry. We got plenty more scriptures in the Word of the Lord where the church is being preached to. The church, what he said, flee from idols, abstain from things strangled, keep yourself from idols. He said it over, and who was he talking to? He was talking to the church! Jeremiah 23, I've seen also the prophets of Jerusalem, horrible, they commit adultery, they walk in line 57. to with the prophets of Israel. Seven nations. I'm going to deliver the people out of here. God continues on and on and on and on and on. And the way you tell the difference between the true and the false is the Spirit and the God that goes along with Him. 57. Do you get it yet, Pat? That little word yet? Yet, that can't say that the same prophet is prophesying. We're going to change it now for our theory and idea. From the true prophets we want to pass out to the false prophets we're going to keep around here. But no, shall come to pass in that day when any shall yet, repetition, iterated, they're going to just continue right on to repeat or to continue to prophesy. What's it talking about here? He agrees it's false prophets. Well, where did they start? They started in the verse before and they're yet prophesying. These false prophets are going to get up here and say, well, they're supposed to be out of the land. I've done dealt with the idols. I have done dealt with the unclean spirits. I guess from the way he talked, what he said the other night, there are no unclean spirits. I'm going to tell you, as far as the church is concerned, there are unclean spirits. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I guess he's going to take the whole armor of God out of his Bible, because we don't have a battle with the devil anymore in the church. What a fallacy! What a senseless ideology! Get up and tell me I'm not giving any scriptures when I go verse after verse after verse. And he said, you need to take my two, and I'm twisting and wrestling for my own ideology, and he won't take my dozens. Shall yet prophesy, that is, the false prophet. It'd be good if he could just get up here and be honest enough to say, look, let me go cut before my next debate, find another verse. Because this verse just don't float. How boring for somebody to come back to the same errant idea that they have to come back to when it's so easy and clear to see that it's talking about false prophets. Who's adding false? I want to know who's adding true. Want to talk about a context? You want to talk about apples to apples? And here we go through all those scriptures again. That asks, if the land burns up, how are they going to be passed out? I just do believe that if you burn up, you're going to be gone. Pretty simple. You want scripture for that? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, who shall destroy the wicked with the brightness of his coming. I'm telling you, when Jesus comes and these elements melt, hell is waiting for the false prophets that are in the land. Simple and easy. You see, fountain. A fountain for cleansing. He said, do y'all say? Yes, we say. Let me tell you, do we say? We sing in the Spirit. Because we've got the gifts of the Spirit. And we sing with our understanding. The gifts were given to inspire the Word of God. And that's all fine and good and well. I guess we might ought to see, since they're passed out, where His inspired songbook is. So we can have no more singing in the Spirit in the church. We still got inspired singing in the church. Yeah, we sing. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath its flood. Lose all their guilty stains. We also sing, and I'd like to get Pat to sing with me, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I've been baptized in Jesus' name, and I spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. You ought to have been holiness a long time ago. Yeah, we sing a lot of songs about the glory of God, the power of God. We sing, I've been healed, I've been healed, I've been healed in Jesus' name. Because we believe it's not a dead name, it's a saving name, it's a delivering name, it's a powerful name. And that God that has that name has put His gifts in the church. He talked about the same nature. You want to get up here, he needs to be debating Apostle Paul. I went over and over and over again dealing with this same nature situation. I don't think he wants to get back, whether he wants to give up his full-time job or two part-time jobs because he won the lottery. That kind of burnt pretty good, I'm sure, because he said, that's the same nature. With this wind is good on us working. That's according to the word of God. Let him that sows still no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands. When is that the same nature of sinful gambling, destructive gambling, ungodly gambling? Talk to me about the same nature. Talk to me about apples and oranges, and you haven't touched top or bottom. When we went back to the chart again and again, why didn't take time to put it back up? We could. But you come behind in no gift. He said that was apples. Don't use anything about the coming of the Lord in 1 Corinthians 13 compared to that, because that's going to be an orange that you come behind and no gift waiting for the coming of the Lord. That you come behind and no apples waiting for the coming of the Lord. I see you folks who got it. I just don't understand why Pat can't get it. I did happen to notice in my last affirmative that he was snickering and grinning just a little bit. And I guess that means in the Church of Christ, things are going pretty bad. I didn't belabor the point. I'd already made the point. I figured that maybe because he was grinning, he got it. Maybe the Church of Christ, they're nervous. They feel like they're losing. They feel like things are going wrong when they're grinning. I'm going to tell you what, we grin. We got Jesus Christ. And happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And when you see me grinning, you know, Pastor, I'm winning. This can't be the coming of the Lord. This gift, this apple and orange situation. Let me tell you, that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord. Did you see he got back on his ice cream situation again? Got back on his ice cream situation again. And then he won't say it like I'm saying it. If he's going to put ice cream in there, quit changing the wording that you come behind in no ice cream waiting for the train. Let me figure out where that chart's at. Look at it. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait. So that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. So you do not lack any ice cream waiting for the coming. Why don't you deal with what I give you? Why do you want to change the content? You talk about apples to apples and then try to do something like that. Let me tell you the blessedness of this. We have the gifts, and we thank God for the gifts, and we are waiting for the coming of the Lord, and the Lord is going to destroy the wicked, and He is going to take sin out of the midst, and He is going to have judgment, and there is going to be a hell, and that hell is going to be eternal, and that's why I preach for the fervor, and that's why I'm glad for the real Holy Ghost, and that's why I'm glad for the gifts of the Spirit of the church. We're reaching for every soul, we're reaching for every life, we're trying to save everyone that the false prophets are trying to deceive and to destroy, and we're waiting for the coming of the Lord. He said that doesn't go together. It's got to be alike. How much more alike? Do you understand that our gifts came from our giver? Is that close enough alike? If that's close, not close enough, let me lay this in on you. Our gift is our giver. I'll pour out in that day of my Spirit, saith the Lord. We believe the gift is the giver, and the giver is the gift, and we get these gifts, and we are blessed with these gifts, until we get the greatest of all gifts, and that's the giver coming at His coming, and we're going to see Him face to face. And that's not, if that's not clear, just go ahead and bring your mud up here and muddy it on back up. I know I'm sounding pretty rough and tough. This is my last opportunity up here, and I'm not mad at that. Not in the least bit am I mad at that. But I don't want Him deceiving people and taking them. If He wants to go to hell, if He wants to believe erroneous doctrine, if He doesn't want to look at the clear meaning of the Scripture, that's His business. Every man's got a choice. But it upsets me when you try to blind the minds and confuse and deceive the minds of honest folks that would be saved if they could get in a good church with apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers with an anointing and revelation in their lives, because the carnal mind receiveth not the things of God.
neither can he know them. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. You got the gifts gone. You got the spiritualness gone. And what a shame. What a shame. We can talk about the water. He's not going to talk about it. Talk about his perfect that has come. I'm telling you, James already said he had that perfect law of liberty. He's going to try to come up here and say, oh, that's two different things. It's exactly the same word. And it's talking about exactly the same thing. The word perfect is the same word. Don't try to tell. Well, I'm just going to use it like this here and use it like this here. And I'm going to take this out here and take this out. You got to be real careful when you're doing that, because if you add to, God said, I'm going to add the plagues that are in this book. And if you take away from, I'm going to take your name out of the book of life. 62. That's off books of the Bible. Inspirations, what the gifts are for the law, for the complete New Testament. Where's the book of Agabus? He was a prophet. Where's the four books of Philip's four prophesying daughters? Where's the 120 books revealed on the day of Pentecost? Because they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, reveal New Testament law as the Spirit gave them. Where's the book of Cornelius? Where's the book of Mary, the mother of Jesus? He was there. The Catholics would like that one. We got the book of Mary now. Where are all these books that come about? Because I'm not arguing the fact that the Old Testament is prophecy. I'm not arguing the fact that Revelation is prophecy and has prophecy. I'm not arguing the fact that holy men of old were moved on by the Holy Ghost. We are talking about what's still in the church today, that there is a continuation, that nothing's changed, that he hasn't given one verse speculation, ideology, theory, that he hasn't given one verse to produce anything that would prove the point that he is trying to make. I hate that, because I'm enjoying this so very much. Poor, pitiful, partial Apostle Paul. Got the charge. Not even going to take time to go to him unless somebody tell me where the first one starts. Oh, I got it right here. Chart number 45. Paul said, we know in part, we prophesy in part. That which is perfect can come, that which is in part should be done away with. When I was a child, spake as a child, thought as a child, understood as a child, became man, put away childish things. Now we see through a glass darkly, then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. He's telling me, he's trying to say to me, that's the completed New Testament. I'm telling you, before the New Testament was completed, he's not going to get up here and deny this surely. If he does, I can prove to him very easy and simply, Paul was dead and gone before the New Testament was finished being written, much less compiled. He was dead and gone. What he's talking about then, I'm going to know even as I'm known. Poor Paul, waiting for the completed New Testament. We got gifts of the Spirit. We got power of God. We got anointing. We got people being healed, devils being cast out. We got the dead being raised. We got all these glorious things. We're singing in the Spirit. We're talking in tongues. We're prophesying. We're giving messages. We're interpreting. And I'm so anxious that which is perfect is come. So we can have dead, dry church and talk about popcorn parties, ice cream socials, and chicken suppers, and be just as dry as the popcorn, cold as the ice cream, and dead as the chickens. Woo! How exciting to have that kind of church where there's no anointing and no gifts of God. That's not the book of Acts church. That's not the Bible church. Paul said, I'm going to know. He was dead when the New Testament was finished, but he's going to be resurrected, and he's going to see Jesus Christ when he comes. I will know even also as I have known. Have enjoyed it so very much. Pat, come on and do your best.